One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Creating a hit song is a curious kind of balancing act. It needs to be fresh and familiar, instantly memorable, but still able to surprise after 100, 1,000 listens. Ideally, you'll welcome that song like an old friend every time you meet. But some songs just never leave. They so imprint themselves, well, you can't get them out of your head. With what I think is the ultimate earworm, a term for songs that get stuck in our heads. And that's not always a good thing. Some songs really take some shifting. These days, there's earworm research. There's even a formula. Mix predictability and surprise, melodic potency and rhythmic repetition. Hey presto, earworm. The Sherman Brothers wrote that in 1962 for a Disneyland ride.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will.
Queen, one of the great earworms, and one of three Queen records in a recent top 20 earworms of all time.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy.
Pharrell Williams, a huge earworm, as is.
And it goes like this.
Like Jagger, Maroon 5, earworms, songs that get stuck in our heads. Poker Face, Lady Gaga. Oh, that keyboard riff. It made Final Countdown a global hit for Swedish band Europe in 1986.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Psy, Gangnam Style. Songs that get stuck in our heads and sometimes require eviction.
For a small they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Strangers waiting
1981 Journey, shocker of an earworm.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Boom. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom, that
I do like that one, Meghan Trainor, all about the bass. And there's this.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
A hit for the Muppets in 1978. Have you ever heard the original?
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
Italian composer Piero Umiliani made that in 1968, later used on The Benny Hill Show and The Muppets. Earworms, songs that get stuck deep inside us. This, one of the biggest ever by UK novelty act The Pipkins from 1970, Gimme That Ding.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing, gimme that ding.